introduce Dan here. I don't know if you've seen him yet, but he's been working behind the scenes to get the plan going. And so he'll be presenting our options today, and then we have Elizabeth here today too.
Hello, everybody. Nice to be here. Couple just housekeeping items. We are recording the meeting today just so we don't miss anything. So make sure everyone's aware of that these days. Want to all be sure of that. Lindsay Lopez, who was here at the last couple meetings, is on Skype on my computer. She's listening in. If there's anything urgent, she'll pipe in. I think I can hear her. I don't know if anyone else can, but I think she can hear people pretty well.
There
she is. Oh, Lindsay in the box. You're fairly faint, but I can hear you. So let's have a quick look at our agenda. We'll run through the meeting minutes, see if there's any questions on that, any updates. Then we're going to move into a discussion of options. And Allison sent out a couple of documents, and you should all have a handout here. One is the options we'll be discussing today. The second document is a whole list of sort of planned and ongoing things that the county's already engaged in. These are more for reference than anything else. If there's something you're kind of wondering about, you can check on here as well. What we hope to do is start at the top. We'll work with waste reduction, and we'll go to recycling and bioconversion. Then we'll skip down towards the end and talk about facilities, and then work our way back up. And that's a part of the time. Don't know how long this is going to take. There's a lot. We could spend the whole meeting on one of these topics. There'll be a few things you're passionate about. So we'll just work our way through, kind of mindful of the time. And what we hope to do is to give I can give an introduction to the topic. And you can see many of these they're just sentences, and they aren't fully defined yet. So part of our task will be to ask questions. Well, what do you mean by that? And if we can get some clarity from the group, that would be good. But our task between this meeting and the next one will be to further define these options, list some advantages, disadvantages, estimate the cost, and we'll report that back in time for the next meeting. We'll have one specific task for you. As we go through these, when we get done with a section, like the first one being source reduction, we'd like you to put in the margin, you see an extra column there, just give a check mark or a star to the two or three that seem to resonate with you. Boy, I think that's a really good idea. Or, I'm intrigued by this. I'd like to know more. This kind of will just give us a little sense of what the advisory committee members are most interested in. It will help guide our efforts going forward. And then we'd like to be sure we pick those up before you leave. So if anyone has to leave early, let's be sure we get those back from you and we can return them back with a PDF or something like that. So we have breaks in the schedule for public comments. I see some members of the public. Hello. Welcome. We're going to make the main discussion here of a Slack, but keep your questions and topics on there. We'll have a chance to hear from you. Any ideas, questions you have, we'd love to hear them. Take a break, and then we'll just kind of keep this on rolling and then talk about our schedule and next steps. Anything to add, Allison, before we get rolling? Okay. The meeting summary, Elizabeth, do you have anything to add on that meeting summary that we put together? Those minutes, have they gone out? Any comments?
They were posted, but I don't think I sent them to everyone, so they're posted on our website.
On the odd chance that someone looked at the minutes, and any issues or things that we need to correct, and don't feel like this is your last chance. If there is something you happen to see those, feel free to reach out and let us know.
So we might need to table that for the next meeting.
Okay.
For it, just since I didn't send it out, and then I can make it that I need to send both the minutes out.
Okay,
let's do that. All right. Any updates from SWAC members? Anything that's new that has come about since our last meeting that might be relevant to the options at hand or what we discussed at the last meeting? Yes?
I don't know the bill number, but there's been a ability to research alleged that exempts artisanal composting from regulations. So it's right now it's a really small scale. I think they qualify it at 1,000 pounds per week. But it's an interesting legislation that's come forward, and maybe it opens the door to regulations and other regulatory reforms.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, that's a big topic in our options, so that's great. That's what the bill has been introduced.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, we have something like that. A tiered permitting strategy is one of our options. So it sounds like that would be
another bill that was introduced was a proposal to repeal the high five deposit law. And so we're working on stepping opposing that. We don't know how far it's going to go. Link, you have anything from that? And the points are that older people are having trouble redeeming the containers. And what's the other point for
another one is how to take care of it.
Figure out the recycling. Which I would just say counties already have recycling programs, so they can take care of it. But really, Oahu has a, has their curbside, but we don't have options that create such a high recycling rate like the high-five deposit. So that's the topic.
Other updates or issues that come about? At the last meeting, the plastics were reserved, right?
The plastics group held their second meeting organized and launched interaction groups, especially subcommittees. We're going to be focusing on, we're going to break apart the tasks that are given to the group, and we're going to come up with draft recommendations that they're going to come back to the entire group with, and the entire group will get to our members. So, subcommittees are going to be the draft recommendations. And those groups haven't met.
Did they set a timeline, Lane, for when the subcommittees are supposed to do their work and report back?
Yeah, they're going to be reporting back at meetings 3 and 4. And just telling Allison that we just set the dates. I've been notified of it. 3 is going to be in May, and the following meeting.
Great.
And the entire group is set to wrap at the end of this year.
One is recently I got to work with a consulting group from Oahu, highlighted the Department of Education, and a food waste audit in school, get a baseline. As my understanding, it's the first time that they're getting a baseline for what's being thrown away in schools, and the hope is then they're trying to implement the program, allowing the phone, supporting mobile ads, getting more local ingredients from schools. And the hope is that the food is more palatable to students, and that thus they would throw less stuff away. We'll see if there's a connection there, if they can take younger food and decrease the waste. So there's good synergies. And then program launch date. I might have spoken, I just said it's going to come to the education. The launch date for the program is just going to be pushed back.
Ben and I heard that Kauai has the highest rate of food waste diversion to kids for schools.
Every school that I've been in, there. Most of the groups spread out amongst almost 8 to 7 members of the school, and every single one that
positive.
Yeah.
But the problem is packaging, like food packaging. Huh? That's what we heard, is that they go on paper plates, but then there's also little, like, plastic portion cups on every plate, too.
Let's dive in, and like I said, I'll get this started, and you should all have, does anyone not have a copy of this? It's going to show it up on screen. Purpose of discussion. Elizabeth will scribe down some of the conversation we hear. So you can see we have a good handful of options. That, you know, these options come from some of the ideas we've heard from advisory committee members over the past couple of meetings, some initiatives thought through with the county, and a couple of things that we've just come across elsewhere that seem like they might be a nice fit. So there's no magic. We have added space here to add others. And you know, let's just have a open up a conversation about them. So the first one would be to improve bulk purchasing practices and try to get some best practices involved and implemented at the county. And we find this is a complicated web, working with procurement, and you think it would be simpler than it is. Maybe I'm speaking out of turn, but that's what we found in a lot of places. There are some challenges, but it's I'm sure that some of that is done already, and there probably could be more that could be done. Anyone?
Allison, county anybody? Purchasing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure about how this could save.
Well, it goes back to whether you're purchasing a bunch of individually wrapped things or buying things in bulk. So.
Well, one thing that we have focused on that still could be somewhat of the recycled product purchasing. Like, since I've been here, we used to use all virgin paper, and then we were able to switch it to, you know, I think it's 30% recycled. We're able to make that policy change.
Yeah, they're pretty closely linked. Yeah. What you do purchase things with as much recycled content as possible, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, maybe I'd want to add that on there is to increase recycled product purchase. I mean, we do it for toilet paper and paper towels and office paper, but maybe there's other things that we could be more strong on. But yeah, the bulk purchasing thing. For me, bulk purchasing, maybe for consumers, would be something that I'd want to work on.
But okay, I don't know how to do it. Initiative, also education initiative.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else to add to that?
Well, if it's purchasing is going to, I'm really going to have to study purchasing.
Yeah.
How it's going to save the economy. That's the main concern. We have to get our food data in each of those days, no matter what the packaging is. We just got to talk to them there and explain the policy, why it's good. So we just got to be able to take some research or finding the right vendors and being able to find good practices. Usually, when you buy in bulk, it's really simple.
Okay. So I'm going to keep moving us through here, and then we can always come back. Advocate for using extended producer responsibility, reduce the use of the clamshell containers. This is a big topic, and one that that often needs state action. Any comments on plastic 1 and 2 clamshells, and how you might go to more compost holes or other ideas.
Yes. My only comment, I mean, I recognize that this is an opportunity. I wonder if we have to, we should be picking and choosing our battles relative to our scale. Like, first, we're a tiny municipality or jurisdiction, so our letters on the market, if you look at my upstream like that, it's very minimal. So either collaborating with the other counties or other states, you know, we've done it. In the energy sector, we actually collaborated. So we copied Hawaii's, we copied California's appliance efficiency standards. And that was very successful because the market had already adjusted then. So to try to do it on our own.
Yeah, exactly. And the key word there is advocate, is recognizing there's only so much you can do at a relatively small county. But are there steps that could be taken? That's a great example of piggybacking on a larger state or something like that. Any other ideas or thoughts here?
So essentially, if we choose these options that we might, as we're identifying these, we might have to do, or at least have this.
Yeah, and Ben, you raised another good point. There's always that tension between, we have all these great ideas, but what can we really accomplish? So at some point there has to be a winning out where you're really going to put your efforts. But at this stage, it's very free-flowing, very early. If things pop up, say, this is something we have to do as a county. That's what we want to hear, as opposed to, yeah, that's nice, but, we're a small county, and we want to hear that type of feedback, and then we can put a little more emphasis on this in the plan. Is this going to be a major initiative, or is it just something kind of nice and we support it?
Yeah. I feel like that's what you do in my mind, hash out what maybe, collaborate with other counties,
state. So county collaboration, collaboration with other counties is probably a great way to state this a little more clearly, right?
But then later on, as we get through this long list, we're going to hit some super central on the staff.
That's right.
A lot of what is possible, what the priority depends on, kind of like a foundational, what the counties
are doing.
And then one sticky point comes up here for the EPR on the plastic stuff is that people call our office and we're telling them, what you can do, or, try to choose products that don't have the packaging or whatever. And then people will say, well, I just want to take all my plastic, just throw it, into my cart, and then take it back to the store and leave it there. And actually, I think that's a really good idea. But it's not something that I, as a county employee, feel comfortable saying. But if you could come up with some kinds of recommendations for public, like easy things they can do, maybe like pre-written letters that they can send out to the stores that they go to, like, I don't like this packaging, can you change it? Like, because that kind of grassroots advocacy can help push it too. But so things that the county can help with that aren't too controversial, but it's really like that.
Well, that's a nice response, too, if you can direct people that have an interest and give them some solutions that are cost-effective and hopefully make a difference.
Yeah.
Good way to go. Yeah, other reactions? Comments?
Just thinking about showing up and exploding some plastic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do this to be the best out here.
Food donation. Do the findings for recent surveys. You better understand existing food donation network and activities, evaluate potential improvements. It seems like Hawaii is doing an awful lot in the Bigger East and other, but this is a very logical way to improve how food is managed. And it seems like everywhere we go, people want to do more of this. Are there things that you can do more of that would help improve the supply and demand joining of the food donation network?
And the one piece that we're missing here on the podium
probably all down there, and that's an awful way to go. Organization able to take, not revenue, but food at it, how I think it could be take over to another establishment, Flash Freeze, and I'm trying to remember the name of the organization on Waffle. But yeah, there's a non-profit on Waffle Day to pick up food that we're serving, and as long as you get hot or cold, they're able to take you and bring it out. You know, make connections between all the restaurants and the non-profits.
Very indulgent.
Okay.
Sounds like prepared food.
So,
like off a buffet line or meals that weren't served. The thing is that we're just such a small market that I don't know if anybody could even make a business of it. But it's definitely a something that...
Big farmers is now, Hawaii is coming up against
same issue of there being too much vehicles versus a big third. For the big department, they don't.
Hampshire.
They're going down also. That was a big location for a lot of food waste. So these smaller areas, you know, they don't have the capacity. And so like the issue we had in the culture, we have a distributor that picks up food and drops them off at the door. Or the smaller pig farms, they just start charging. And that price is getting up there above what the cost is for throwing it away. So once you hit that point, then it's more expensive to keep a pig. So that's one issue. Maybe we got to watch out for. Do we have enough output in certain areas? Certain areas are really fine. But when the bigger guys close you down, we have to watch out for them. The fact that we're going to increase this cost going to be too high. So that's just one concern. We're getting food for you. We're losing all our
It seems like some additional outreach with that industry, understanding it a little better, there might be some dots that could be drawn together. So maybe it's just something to understand, do some outreach, perhaps.
Yeah. Well, that's a fun one. We have to talk to the government.
Yeah. Okay, other thoughts? Other initiatives or ways we can get at this?
Is this line specifically talking about grants or talking about big farms?
Well, let's expand it, I think.
I think it's got to be a comprehensive food waste program.
Yeah.
We've already talked about two different uses of food waste. One is it edible food that can get back into people's mouths. Second is edible food programs. The third, the one that I'm most interested in, is the compost value of that food waste is significant. Yeah. I should be first in line. Everybody who's composting food waste should be first in line if they're, and they can get it to somebody or to an animal. And you're right, there's a broader thing.
A three-pronged strategy, right? So that's a very well said, Brett.
It's actually a prioritized.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And what it seems is that different sources of food waste are easier directly for
that's right.
The ones that are different areas. So commercial and schools have built a lot of commercial. That's, it seems easier to go to the farmers. So that's the current setup and we don't want to disrupt it. And residential is a little bit more challenging to get to animals. I don't know if it could be safe. So that would be that's kind of right. The composting capabilities for this stuff to go to humans to feed people. That's trying to implement these food bank programs.
Yeah, really, pretty much has to be institutional, larger. You know,
there's all these amazing groups like across the country improving food collection services, apps, and smart data. Programs that a hotel can say that they have this amount of stuff and then they hand out to the collection service. But I don't know what this is.
There's nothing like that here now. Is there?
No, like I said.
And I've heard about those, but I'm not really
using them. Well, this raises the point about strategy, which we talked about before, that we really need to try to emphasize path diversity. So, like, for optics, because the dynamics of the market and the context of the island is always changing for all of these things, whether it's food waste or prep class or whatever it is. And if we don't have two options at least, and maybe three, we end up in a situation where we're paying for the other stuff, right? Like the paper market right now is crazy. And so that's an example of that. And I think if we specifically focus and say we want to have multiple options so that we can fluctuate and go this way when that way isn't working, then that, for a small island with very limited resources that distributed approach works, we're never going to get those centralized massive scale facilities. It's just we tried and it's just not going to happen.
also puts a premium on networking information, you know, the app idea, ways to get the information out so people are making connections. You can't afford the giant facilities, you know, they're making room, something we could perhaps push forward with this plan.
And what I yet to see is it possible to do this with GLS? I've yet to see it. I think it might be possible with a bunch of organizing, maybe some of the staff to compromise. But my experience of with trying to get a buffet, you know, daily, twice a day buffet line for like 300 people, food collected, to go to a soup kitchen is challenging. Most people, it was challenging. Nobody knew what kitchens were active. Nobody knew who collected. I heard about the bank. I was able to get hold of them. It's been about 2 days. Maybe there was this kitchen. But yeah, it's definitely kind of like, oh, empty. You know, kind of thing. So, what are you doing? If there was a task force or some kind of thing to organize around it.
Yeah.
How many task forces are you going to create?
Yeah. Well, but I think everyone agrees pretty much everywhere we go. This is, you know, food is really the, if it's not number one, it's up in the top three of issues that we all want to do a better job of, right? There's all sorts of reasons to do that. Moral reasons, planetary reasons, you know, it makes sense. So, but it's not simple or it just happened, right? So the more we can put our minds together and think of some strategies, I think the better.
And so this is a big kind of, food waste for me is one of the top priorities because I believe that there are on-island solutions. We can do stuff here that are like low-carbon solutions kind of thing. We don't have to ship it anywhere. But Allison's been saying to me for some time, hey, we're actually doing really well in food waste. And it's not the life priority of the life waste treatment into the landfill. And, you know, paper being 18% of CBD, you know, part of CBD. So 50,000 pounds, the plate only thrown away a half pound of food a day. And I was like, oh, man, it's not that much food. I was like, wow, it's really hard to become more efficient than everybody's thrown away. And I know it doesn't play out like that because there's a hotel that's thrown away. The numbers aren't that just straightforward. Because I'm looking at priorities as an actual food waste. Very small scale operations. But that was what came to mind to me is like, oh, food waste can be the priority. And then I realized that it's not a lot of stuff. It's not one of the first changes that we can do. But the changes that we can do if you get out of the yeah, it makes everything better. Organic, I would say organic matter, but in particular, food that you can make in the
pre-consumer or post-consumer, so stuff that's prepped up,
okay.
Or else also stuff that's scraped off the plate, okay. Yeah. In the soil in the store.
Yeah, right, sorry.
Okay, some conversation. Let's move along. Lodging industry starts production. So, I guess the sense behind this one, there is quite a bit that's going on that's being done well in the lodging industry. You know, get the word out, share best practices, and try to get, you know, everyone up playing on that higher level.
Yeah. So I have a share on this one. Our lodging industry rep isn't here to the end of the last meeting, so that's unfortunate because that's what we need is for them to let us know what's going on. what I heard recently from my friend who works at the Hyatt in Kwaku is that they added water bottle filling stations all throughout the resort, and now they give out reusable water bottles to the guests instead of the, you know, you go to a hotel and get two plastic bottles of water. So I thought that was amazing because we never suggested that. They are doing that on their own, and that's like such a great model for other resorts. So it would be so great if we could have them. And I know that they are. Ben, you're working with the, what's it called? That group?
The tri-person strategic plan.
Yeah, so they're doing a strategic plan for tourism, and they're working on things like that.
What was the group? I'm sorry, Ben.
No, I think they're metal, like a regular, you know, hydro, not probably not brand hydro flask, but a
flask. The last time I was there, they were giving out plastic.
Yeah, I think they're plastic.
Oh, they are. They're reusable plastic bottles.
Yeah.
Okay.
But there are refilling stations.
And they have a filling station. Yeah. Yeah, but that's the kind of stuff. I don't know how we can get that information out better, Ben, like, so, and then have them be modeled for each other, and then have
the
county.
I think, I don't know if it's just those out. For example, I had school approach to try and get money for a filling station. If you put in filling stations, you can give away all the water bottles. There's a lot of influence doing that, so it probably starts to speak to what's the next way to push that. I don't have an answer, but certainly targeting food, water bottles.
Yeah, I think so too. Do you
want to
talk about that?
Well, I can jump on that one. But I do have something that comes up every few years when the lodging industry and how to promote what they do. And we discuss it in the coming meeting. We always talk about starting the recognition program, the community recognition program. Something timely to the mayor, there's like a little certificate for them, going on the website. Our website, and we really push it. Thing is, every time we get ramped up to try and go for it, we get fantastic traffic. Keep it up and maintain it. And that's what the hotel would want to see. They want to see something that they can tell their customers, oh, check out this website. We want it for this year and that year. But if we don't have something that we can really give them in terms of promotion, really don't want to push it. But if we're able to do it, I think that's a nice option to get everybody on board. So it's a nice step in the path. And we just come up with a few years about starting our own version. Yeah, I think the state has.
Yeah. So the issue with that is that, like, we're just solid waste. And, you know, we're not associated with water. We're not associated with cans. You definitely need those other factors in there to be, like, truly green, not just solid waste green. And so that kind of has been a block for us. You know? Otherwise, it'd have to be more out and more coordinated with other agencies. And then another thing is, because the state does have a program, it's like, can't they just go through that program instead of us recreating the wheel and spending that? So that's where we kind of always stop.
So there is a state recognition program.
I don't hear much about it.
Yeah.
So I've been talking to them lately about trying to integrate it, because I think that's the answer. We don't have the capacity to administer a program and manage, but we could help promote it, and we could use a little small bunch of it. I think they're interested in that. So, we'll come back and talk to you
guys. Now we can talk about it.
Yeah.
We're trying to get a grant going through NOAA for to help subsidize plastic reduction program where we bring in Clorox and the Brita water filter into the lodging association. That was our initial idea, to get them into different locations that have kitchens, that have refrigerators, that could house one of these Brita water filters we have over here.
You know, the pitchers going for the water.
And through that, we need to donate a whole bunch of filters and help promote the program. Our grant fell through, we weren't able to get it, but we still want to go through the product program. just probably at a slower pace than we could have. So, in really our thoughts, we asked to expand the program out to colony facilities, schools, businesses, anybody that wants to push this. So, that's what we're going to be doing. So, we're just asking them for a little bit more information, and then we'll go through the process of accepting their donation and pushing out the project. The full scale push is probably not going to be till September when we can get more staff on this. But we're going to probably do a soft open and then they're just going to do the county facility use back to the one. So, that's going to be part of it.
Okay, excellent.
We're talking about a huge donation from $130,000.
Yeah, well, I think total.
Yeah, and we really, you know, we're thinking about Airbnbs and vacation rentals and places where, you know, people are buying bottled water because they don't know, they don't trust the water coming in. But if they have that pitcher in the fridge, then they're going to lose that.
See, I got a problem with that. Why in particular, public and private water systems literally have the best water quality on earth. When I hear about the filters and filling stations, my eyes are rolled. Because we have filling stations in every tap sink. There's nothing that needs to be filtered out of our water.
Well,
except maybe chlorine, which you can sit a glass of water on the table and a couple hours later that chlorine can be gone. There's nothing in our water filter. And part of this whole thing is it's a mass education campaign that we have the best water on earth, and you don't need to go buy bottled water. You don't need to bring it over.
Unless you have old pipes, you know.
Well, there's stuff in the pipes, but yeah, that's sediment. Maybe some people feel comfortable with the filling stations and their filters, but even so, I mean, I know a lot of people that just go buy a bottle of water because they don't even trust the stuff that's filtered.
Yeah. So maybe we could work with water departments to get that message out there. We have to do that. But we just want people to feel like people trust that more than, you know, nothing.
Well, that's an education.
It's a workaround. It's a vision that we're not going to be able to reach everybody and give them the one-on-one conversation with them. So, and it's given the filter that short answer is pretty long. It would be great if you didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
And I think Allison would agree with you that it sounds like that. You know, these people come from all over.
Yeah,
where they have water. Right.
Exactly.
And they're not going to trust like a PSA that says our water's great. That's heard it before. You know,
it's
just
too bad.
Yeah, it is too bad, for sure.
And we do want to go work on these relationships. Other things we can work on too. We are putting it over the filters. They all will be promoting quality as part of their program. That's what they really want to do. They want to use quality as an incubator for this process.
Because that's sending the wrong message that our water needs to be filtered to be drinkable. It's driving me crazy as an operator of a water system.
Is plastic one of the things that's more easily recycled than other forms of cardboard and glass?
No, the markets are terrible. And just yesterday there was a report about all. There's something really bad happened in China, worse than the fact that they're not taking it. Like, it just all fell into the river or something. Like, what was it? Yeah, and that's where we're sending our plastic. So, you know, bottle plastic is the easiest to recycle. It has the best market. It's just even that stuff is questionably where it's going to.
And it's a new happening.
Yeah, I need to look it up. Sorry, I should have been more prepared for this. Remember, like, there's a ticker going by.
Okay, let me keep us moving. We talked about procurement. Reusable containers. Change the health code. Sounds challenging, right?
Is it done?
Yeah.
Yes.
The health code, maybe not. I know. I need to look at that.
Let us check that, because yeah. I know that there's been work done on that.
There's
a lot of balance.
A lot of there's a lot of precedent, but that the assumption would be that the precedent is going to save time. So I'm going to have that.
But there's also this GoBox program that's being used in other communities where you buy a reusable container and you're going into a location, and all these locations have them, and then you bring yours and they wash it and give you a new one, so you're just spending for the container, but you're able to use it at all these different locations and they wash it.
Of a membership type approach.
Yeah, I've seen places that that's what I saw the screen plastic clam shell. You at the restaurant you would order or whatever, you drop it and it goes to the collection and it goes to a centralized facility. So I would love to see a breakdown takeout campaign.
Yeah, that's different, right? I mean, the takeout is like after you're in a restaurant and you're leaving, instead of using their takeout box, you just have your own moving box.
Yeah.
Just trying to get people more primed to do that.
I think it's extremely difficult to potentially be like, you can get a food truck or anywhere
right.
Else and put your stuff into real away.
Yeah. So that's what we need to change the health code for, because they don't want their ladle hitting your contaminated container.
Yeah.
And then,
so I was just going to mention that less specifically in the ideas that plastic search reduction.
You say that's part of the state?
Yeah.
It's one of the subcommittees?
Yes.
Yeah, that's one of the specific tasks.
Okay.
I'm curious to see how the working group discusses it. Bringing our takeout is like different.
Oh, that's different. Yeah, I just added that.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's different than, yeah, or a go box or a
health coaching. Yeah. Those are three different things.
Yeah, we have a lot of things rolled in
the way. So excited.
You know
how to do it
now. Tools, paper usage. Is there scope for a little more of an education campaign? Reactions to this one?
So this isn't recycling,
yeah.
This is just
reducing. So one of the reactions, I think, it really should be called out as an effort to help reduce paper use, but I don't think we should assume it's a great gap. The way to say it assumes that people just don't know, and I think
right.
You don't really know what the barriers are. At least I don't know what the barriers are, but I bet that they're not all. They could be just the barriers, like most people hire days or whatever. So it's worth researching if you don't know.
So it's not recycling, it's reduction. We're in the reduction. So how do we get them? If they're all on tablets, they're not using paper, right?
Correct.
And not that, again, you don't need to know. I don't need to know.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe not too much scope there.
Well, this is more like you should be learning from them.
And so the next one is also bottled water. You know, maybe it's the, is there a need or room for more liaison to talk about waste management issues in schools? I don't know how much of that happens.
It doesn't happen. We have to get it together.
So maybe we can combine these two and just,
even food.
Liaison with schools for improved waste management practices. starch production. And so forth. Yes.
Can I ask that?
Sure.
Jesse and I have been looking at the schools since before Christmas at various schools, and I've been very impressed with the fact that so many of them have water fountains all over the place, and they do have like bottle fillers.
Yeah.
Great. And people use them.
Yeah, great. So it's a question of how much need there is. If schools are humming along and doing really well, maybe it's not a big deal, but maybe there's an information gap on how well they're doing. So maybe it's more of an outreach more than at this stage. And then staff. And again, this popped up in a lot of places. Alice and Gil are wearing about 6 hats each. And it's always the challenge. Every jurisdiction we go to is, who wants to pay more tax and hire more people for the county? So it's always back and forth. You have all these great ideas, but at some point you have to step back and see, how many staff are needed to implement this program? I don't know the specific recommendation, but it's a recognition that at some point there'll be some give and take. It's nothing anyone's room can decide. But what's a reasonable ask? With all these programs coming in, I think we have to work through that as we go through the plan.
So at this point, just for the existing programs that are on that second sheet, we're at this point requesting that we have another staff person, but that has to make it through the budget process, which is a lengthy process and could get cut immediately. Just because the county has so many financial constraints and are trying to balance the budget and the staff, especially with all of the benefits
we get. Like, our benefits are 70% of our salaries. Great.
What?
No. No. From what, I don't know what a SLAC member star is, but I'm
just going to put SLAC on that. Thank you.
Yeah, I just don't know if any of the other conversations are worth having. There's not no capacity in the
position. Right. Well, that's a nice segue. So now's the time. So take 3 check marks, if you don't mind, and then put them. You can put them all on one. That's the big thing. Put all 3 there. But what do you think should be highlighted in this plan for the historic reduction? Just take a check there, if you don't mind. And before we do it, I guess, any other suggestions, things that haven't been talked about yet, so I'll keep on here.
I just put a general category of new ways to not be on the program.
Fair. That's good. Alright, as I fear, it is 10:10, time for our break, and we made the source reduction, but that's okay. I knew this would be a big topic, and I know we have to roll into recycling and bioconversion, which goes on forever, and I'm going to think about a different way to handle this, because we're not going to make it through this list.
Are we going to do more stuff that's on the table?
Yes. So we have a section here for public comment. As we've gone through source reduction, ask people, not members of the advisory committee, if there's anything they'd like to add, another initiative, something they support, or something they didn't care for in the discussion, anything to add? Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to add about the restaurant, encouraging people to bring their own reusable,
yes,
reusable, whatever. Surfrider has an ocean-friendly restaurant program. So I've been going around talking to the different restaurants about it, and that's one of the ones that they say is easy for them, so most of them have signed up. There are 5 mandatory criteria, but this is one of the optional criteria so that they can decide whether they want to choose that one or not. And many of the ocean-friendly restaurants have chosen that one as an easy way, you'll get your dollar off.
Yeah. It's a great idea, you know, for someone that travels a lot, you know, you pack the water bottle. So you just, you know, get it to happen, right? So, other ideas, suggestions, comments?
Fair.
Good comment. So noted. We will work. Try to do better. To minimize our acronym alphabet soup.
How long do you
want to
take your
break? Not too long. 10 minutes, maybe. Check an email. So far. Okay.
So does AR stand for acronym today?
Very good. Yeah. AE, elimination.
Don't forget to have snacks.